The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello and welcome to this fourth talk on the Samadhi of Appreciative Joy, Mudita Samadhi. And the classic way of doing this samadhi of appreciative joy is to do it towards a category of people. And the categories I've used this week so far is the easy person, the benefactor, the friend, and today, the neutral person. And a neutral person is someone who there's no particular feelings of for, against, liking or not liking. Someone who's maybe not really involved in your life or you're not involved with them. Maybe someone who maybe you see in the distance sometimes. Someone working in another department that you see, you know, periodically walking nearby, or you see someone in the distance. Maybe you walk by and see someone through a shop window that works there, and you've seen them repeatedly, but you never really thought about them. And so, to discover something about the treasure, the richness of love with people who we don't really have reason to love, reason to appreciate. But to find some deeper way to open our hearts, open our kind regard, open our appreciation of this person as well. And this is a fascinating and rich area. So some people consider this the richest areas of appreciative joy, maybe even of love, is to discover how and why and when to be able to open up to people who there's no obvious reason to love them. They're just neutral. They have never done anything for us. We're not going to get anything for them. We don't have some great, you know, attraction to them. But to discover some very deep, peaceful, unassertive, ambitious, not wanting anything in return, here, kind of a love for that. It's like medicine to ourselves. And this is part of the fascination of this appreciative joy, is that, or this whole Brahmaviharas, this love series, is that the benefiting self and other are not so different. Loving self and other is not so different. Appreciating self and others kind of come together. The more these kind of occur together, the richer they become for everyone. If we leave ourselves out of the picture entirely, then the love will become partial. If we focus entirely on ourselves, then the love is partial. The fullness of love is in relationship to others, just as the fullness of language is in speaking it with other people. To have a private language doesn't go anywhere. So, but to speak the same language as other people, there are all kinds of richness of communication can happen. So to share appreciative joy, to have this ability to love, even of neutral people. So one of the ways to do this is maybe through an act of imagination, a little bit imagining that they smile, imagining that they've had at some time in their life happy occasions, delightful occasions, time that they felt safe, maybe with their family or with friends or someplace where things were going well for them. Maybe they find a lot of being cozy at home, being alone or with their close ones. And so you just delight in this. So you kind of just imagine this a little bit so that you can begin opening your hearts and feel some delight, feel some joy. And with the idea that over time, you don't need to imagine anything. You just kind of wish them well. And that wishing that well takes the form of wishing whatever's going well for them, may it continue. And may it develop and grow. And as a samadhi, the samadhi is actually also a means of cultivating strong inner mental, psychological, spiritual health for ourselves. I think of samadhi first and foremost as a deep state of harmony that we come into, because we're not scattered, we're not divided, we're not caught and spinning and distracted. We're really quiet, come into kind of homeostasis, where all the parts of us are kind of settled and working together. We're not actively jumping around to what concern what we're afraid of, the future, the past, what we want, what we don't want. We're here. And so to do that around appreciative joy embodies the joy, fills it in with health, makes it fuller and better and bigger. Samadhi makes all that, whatever we're focusing on, fill the field of awareness in a fantastic way. So the sense of pleasure that comes with samadhi, the joy that comes with it, the sense of well-being, the sense of joy and well-being that comes with appreciating others in this kind of open way, is sometimes clearer when we're doing it with a neutral person than someone that's easy to love. Because a neutral person is not giving us necessarily a lot of feedback, reasons to be delighted. But our delight stands out in highlight, and we're sharing it to them. We're taking it, using that as a way of being fully present for them, even in meditation as part of our, kind of imagination, kind of, yes, this person too I'll include in my heart. This person too, I'll include in my appreciation, my respect, my offering them time, offering them presence, be able to listen to them. It isn't that you have to do these things. It isn't that you have to go find them and listen to them and be present. But rather, you're cultivating this capacity to be that way. And maybe in your regular life, you don't do it with that person for a variety of good reasons. But maybe it makes you just ready for the next person you do encounter. And maybe you're standing in line someplace and the person in front of you asks you a question and you're there fully for that person as if they're the most important person of the moment. You're just kind of delighted to be able to be in. They've started a relationship with you with a question and you're delighted to appreciate them, to share it and be with them. And so appreciative joy is kind of beginning to teach us how to appreciate people that normally we don't appreciate, to expand our capacity, and to do it in a way that we enjoy, to do it in a way that is not a should, not an obligation. It's not like we're forcing ourselves to do this, but something inside of us wants to do this because it feels so good, because it feels so right. And this is part of the art of samadhi, that samadhi is not a forcefulness, it's not a requirement. It's something that wants to arise, it wants to emerge. And with that emergence can come, if you're doing appreciative joy, more appreciative joy, more willingness, delight, joy to do this with others. And so one of the things I'm trying to say today is that we're putting ourselves into a kind of a rich area of interconnection, interbeing, of mutuality, where our love, our appreciative joy, someone else's joy, someone else's well-being and happiness, kind of go together. There's a feedback loop. There's a connection between these things. And so that our own joy and well-being grows And in growing our ability to be with others in loving ways grows as well. And so wishing people well in a particular way of appreciative joy is to want their whatever is going well in their life to continue. And most people, there's more going well than they recognize. Just simply the fact that sometimes that we're alive is a phenomenal undertaking, it's a phenomenal gift to be alive, to be present, to wake up in the morning and have to be conscious, and to appreciate that, to understand that, to value that, not as a should, but because we're settled enough. We're not agitated, we're not caught in our thoughts, we're not caught in our judgments, caught in our resentments and negative thinking about things. But something in us has gotten quiet and settled. And the reactive mind no longer has us by the nose. The reactive mind is not how we're measuring and thinking about and evaluating this world. The reactive mind in samadhi has become quiet. And that makes a world of difference for our capacity to love, to care, and to appreciate other people. And may all of us appreciate others. And so the exercise I'd like to suggest for this next day for you is maybe from a little distance, that no one has to know you're doing this, but begin kind of, do a kind of subtle, unobtrusive people watching, where you look at people walking by, sitting on a bench, walking to the sidewalk, somewhere. Kind of take them in and see if you can appreciate them or value them or be delighted in them. And even if they're rushing and you don't know much about them, certainly there's capacity for compassion for a lot of people. But here, is there some way to be delighted, some way to meet them as if they're, this is the wonderful person of the moment, and wish them well, wish that they're, whatever is good in their life, to continue. Experiment with that. See what happens inside of you. See what shifts in you and how that works for you and what doesn't work and the resistance to it. Hold it all lightly, but just experiment. Stretch yourself in this. Do something maybe you don't usually do. And find your way to finding a genuine way of being able to value each person you see. So thank you. And maybe we'll have one more day on appreciative joy tomorrow. And I appreciate this chance to share all this with you. Mm-hmm.